you have a bank account, credit card, car, cell phone, internet? Do you watch videos or buy tickets of any kind? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you have agreed to waive your day in court. Did you read the small print? Maybe on the radio, small print sounds like this, or really fast talking about the indemnification waiver and liquidated damages. The small print sets the rules for your relationship with the company that sold you the product or provides the service. Most of these agreements include a paragraph that says that any disputes the consumer has with that company about the service or the item must be brought outside of court. Disputes have to be taken to arbitration, a private process in front of an arbitrator. Not only are you bound by an arbitration clause if you have a bank account, credit card, car, etc., but you're also part of a bigger fight. This particular fight is about a rule proposed by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, in May 2016. Roughly speaking, this federal agency polices consumer financial services at the intersection of Wall Street and Main Street. Its proposed rule would force credit card companies and other financial services to allow consumers to sue as a group. It would not get rid of arbitration, but it would prevent these companies from blocking consumer class actions. You are in this fight, whether you knew it or not, so you should know what this fight is about. First, arbitration versus day in court. The fight is partially about whether individual arbitration is fair. In congressional hearings about the rule on May 18, 2016, representatives suggested that, quote, if we want to accurately describe this process, we should be using words like unfair, biased, expensive, opaque, and discouraging, unquote. On the other side, the lawyer representing the U.S. Chamber of Commerce suggested that one of the strongest benefits of arbitration was avoiding guys like him. It could free consumers from dependence on lawyers. But the choice between individual arbitration and a day in court isn't driving this fight. The fight is really about group action, and in particular, class actions versus no class actions. Imagine that your credit card company routinely adds $5 late fees. The calls to the company don't fix the problem. What do you do? You might go to individual arbitration. The credit card company might not even mind because not everyone is as active a consumer as you are. But you also might not do anything. The class action is designed to take care of this problem, the situation when no one small claimant would sue. Class actions give lawyers the incentive to bring an action on behalf of a group. We are not going to figure out whether class actions are good or bad in the few seconds remaining. But in the U.S. system, we think about three main things. Whether they are good at compensating consumers. Whether the threat of class actions deters companies from misbehaving in the first place. And then, in the backdrop, are the lawyers. Class actions are big business, and plaintiffs' lawyers earn correspondingly big fees. And, for various reasons, class actions sometimes play out as a proxy war for American politics. So this is a fight about how we make sure that businesses thrive, but also have public and private ways to police businesses. Someone needs to read and fight about the small print. This is Verity Winship.